If it's clear these nights, go outdoors soon after nightfall. Look at the moon, which happens to be optimally lit for telescope views. But notice that on October 14th, it's very close to a bright star, which is the planet Saturn. If it's cloudy, you can try the next night, when the moon will be left of Saturn. But the two bodies will still be in the constellation of Sagittarius. Here's the thing. Both nights, the 14th and 15th, the moon and Saturn will hover above and a bit left of the very center of our galaxy, which lies 25,000 light years in the distance. It's the home of the supermassive black hole named Sagittarius A star. Black holes come in only two varieties. They're either a collapsed star, or else they weigh the same as millions or billions of stars, small or large. Sorry, we're out of medium. An example of the big variety sits at the center of every galaxy. This includes our own Milky Way. But while many other galaxies' supermassive black holes radiate X-rays or huge violent jets of material, ours is strangely quiet, as if we're hosting a sleeping monster. Not that our galactic nucleus is a total blank. Radio telescopes have long ago detected an intense emission there, named Sagittarius A. The black hole, deeply buried within that radio noise, has the peculiar name Sagittarius A star. Sagittarius A star weighs the same as 4 million suns, and all that mass is crammed into a spherical volume less than half of Mercury's orbit. Surrounding it at a distance equal to the orbit of Uranus is its event horizon, the place where any naturally falling in material could not possibly escape. If you plummeted toward that black hole, you might not be torn to bits simply because it's so large. It's actually safer than less massive black holes. The only change you'd notice for sure is that as you approached Sagittarius A star, your phone calls wouldn't get returned. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.